I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Nigerian government says the UN is making a mountain out of a molehill when they describe a severe hunger crisis in northeast Nigeria. Last Friday, the United Nations launched a $1 billion funding appeal for the food shortage in three Nigerian states. Greg Kelly with World Mission was just at an internally displaced persons camp in northern Nigeria, bringing vital supplies, food, and audio Bibles called treasures. And the arrival of God's word started encouraging believers in the camp immediately. Kelly shares from the camp.
We just met an amazing brother who's from the military, who's actually teaching at this camp, and he's a follower of Jesus, and we gave him a treasure, and he was so thankful. He's organizing listening groups right now in this IDP camp.
If you want to support this gospel and aid ministry, go to missionnews.org. And we all want girls who are trapped in human trafficking to be rescued. Mike Doris of Orphan Outreach says bringing restoration to victims requires a long-term commitment. In Guatemala, 8 out of every 10 women have experienced some sort of abuse. The first response, Doris says, therapeutic services. Orphan Outreach is now working with ministry leaders in Guatemala to develop a network of wraparound care with local churches.
The church is the perfect vehicle for that. And so we're really going to challenge the Church of Guatemala to adopt a girl and then pour into them and provide resources, support, prayer to help the girl reintegrate successfully back into their community.
Would you pray for guidance, wisdom, and strength for Orphan Outreach and its ministry partners? And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Uncommon gifts for a greater co-mission purpose. Christian Aid Mission is offering a Christmas gift catalog to help their ministry partners around the world be the hands and feet of Christ. And where the hope of the gospel is found, the world's evils are no match. Look for the catalog at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.